all my Facebook friends, family, all my healers and light workers alike, and newcomers who don't know me, and those who I recently met, welcome. This is my first podcast that I'm trying, doing something a little bit different. But what led me to create this was an experience that I had recently, as of yesterday. And I wanted to share with you all a little bit about that experience and what I was led and what I have observed from that experience. So before I get into that though, I wanted to just give you guys a little bit of background about myself and what I do and what my passion is and what I like to do. So I would say that my expertise is in the studies of prophecy within the Native American culture, prophecies within the Holy Bible, and prophecies within religions all around. What I like to do is I study the prophecies to find the commonalities and the similarities within all the religions and all the different cultures to bring forth the message of unity, love, harmony, and balance. That is what I aim to do. So let's just get right into it. Yesterday I had an experience at a barbecue. I was invited amongst family, relatives, and the people that I would also would like to call family. What happened was, I got invited by a close friend of mine, and I'm not going to mention any names or anything for privacy purposes, and I don't want to throw them out there like that. I just wanted to, just share the experience overall, because it's a lot of lessons and a lot of things that can be taken from this. So what happened was, at this barbecue, everything was, fine. Everything was, going along great. Everyone's enjoying themselves. We're drinking a little bit, not too much, not in excess, or so I thought, but everything was copacetic for the most part. And up until a point where my friend, who this was their relatives and their friends or whatnot, or their relatives, let's just say relatives, their family, they got into a confrontation with someone. And what happened was, the situation escalated and things got physical, okay? But the thing that blew my mind, it wasn't the fact that, okay, everything was just a little chaotic, everybody was out of character, everybody wasn't themselves for one. So the thing for me that was a major issue was, in the midst there, I had an exchange of words between myself and another adult there, and the daughter of this adult intervened between myself and this other person's conversation and basically got into grown folks' conversation. We'll just call it what it is. And the daughter tried to step up to me, okay, and try to fight me. So me being the person who I am today, coming as far as I've come, I had to step away from that situation, and it really bothered me, the lack of respect and the simple fact that the adult, the mother, was standing there and nothing was done or was being taught, or nothing happened to teach the daughter in that moment. And you know, I consider myself an adult. I do consider myself a youth advocate. I'm not too far from the youth myself. I'm 23, but I'm grown. And you know, I know my place, and I know when to speak and when not to. And you know, this is just a situation that was just unfortunate. If you hear papers and stuff, it's because my fan is blowing. But this is why the Most High tells us we have to cry aloud and spare not and lift up our voices like trumpets in Zion and show my people their transgressions. Not hide it, but show it. Okay. So basically, I had to, you know, step away from the situation because let's just say hypothetically, I didn't back down and I got into a physical altercation with the daughter. You know, the consequences of that would, you know, I could have possibly faced jail time for something like that. I believe that this was a minor. So it just really bothered me, you guys, that, you know, I felt attacked. And offended personally, but you know, that's my own personal issue. And I wanted to find, you know, what the root of these issues were. And what I came to conclusion was the lack of parenting and the lack of instruction that we impart on our children. So the podcast, the main focus of this podcast is really about, in essence, spiritual childhood and what that means, what I mean by spiritual childhood and being stuck in it and not growing spiritually or maturing from experiences. So that led me to go into deep meditation, and I've been praying for the family and for myself and for the daughter and everybody that was involved, because it was heartbreaking. For me, it was heartbreaking just to see everything go from 0 to 100 and real quick, like, and surprisingly the way that it ended, it just, you know, everybody's fine, like nobody went to jail, nobody got hurt, feelings, emotions maybe, but physically nobody's harmed, nobody's in the enemy's hands, for the most part. But this led me to really think morally and ethically on situations like this, because I know we've all been in conflicts, and I wanted to show you guys how I handled it and what I gained from the situation, which leads me into Isaiah. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible, and I'm opening the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 1. Let me get this for you guys. I'm going to read straight from the book. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. I want to particularly focus on verse 4 and 5. Where it reads, and I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed every one by another, and shall behave himself proudly okay, against the ancient, in the base, against the honorable. And what that is basically saying is paying close attention to two things for one. What I extracted, and understand this from reading scriptures and reading the passages, that we are in prophecy times. Again, I, you know, speaking on the prophecies, this is a prophecy that we are living in. Not that, you know, I believe, but we are living in, because you can see that it says in those days, which we are living in today, that the roles, okay, are going to reverse or switch, meaning that your children, our children are now ruling over adults and ruling over parents. And that's a problem. The fact that we are living in a time where children rule over parents, that is a major issue because of the lack of teachings and instructions. And the word that stuck out to me in the passage in verse 5 was proudly, that the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient. And even though, my friend, you know, I know this person's heart, I know this person's intentions, and I truly do understand why, you know, or what happened, but he is an example of what this scripture is talking about, how even though we are adults, some of us still have not matured as adults, and we still behave like children. And that children will, and when you're dealing with children, you know, children, they pop off, and they are, they will behave proudly against you, and they will do and say things out of pride. And as adults, we have to make sure that we check ourselves in that. We check our egos and we check our pride, especially as we're interacting with each other. I say all that to say that this causes spiritual instability within the entire community. The lack of spiritual growth causes spiritual instability within the entire community. And you see this all around you, within, not just within your homes, but within churches, and it extends in schools, and it has reflected back into our homes. So my question is then, who is responsible for the destruction of our children? Because we cannot leave this problem, this issue, this responsibility solely on schools and churches to properly raise these children in a constructive way, because we know that the institutions that are around us today perpetuated and handed down unrealistic conceptions of the world from Western perspective or Western culture. And this is where I feel we as parents, though I'm not a parent, or, you know, this is where I feel that parents are failing and have failed. And nothing is changing. If everything starts in the home, what are we doing to correct this problem? Truly and honestly, y'all, ask if you're a parent, or it doesn't matter, if you're anybody, especially parents, ask yourselves this question: what are you doing to correct some of these behaviors in our children? Because the way the rest of society looks at us, especially Black children, they're all saying, we just can't teach these people anything. It's a you versus them concept. We can't teach y'all anything. And they, the white man or the white society, they believe it. It's not surprising. It's not surprising that the white people do not educate and really care about educating Black, Hispanics, or Native American children. And we cannot expect them to do our jobs or let alone be concerned about it neither. But what is surprising is that it's taking us so long to get concerned enough to do something about it. We let a whole lot of things slide, y'all, that we ought to change because we are indifferent and still operating as individuals. We still have our individualistic selves, taking care of our own businesses and letting other Black, Hispanic, Natives take care of theirs. But all of us are being destroyed. All of us, together. We're all being destroyed together. There's nothing individualistic about our destruction. These children out here today in these streets in this generation will knock you out in the street for 15 cents in a minute. But our children are not so bad, some of us say. The truth is, y'all, our children have been destroyed by systematic, and it's not even just systematic oppressions and generational oppressions. It's also because of us, parents, the parenting, no proper instruction, no proper correction. We cannot separate the label of some children as just bad kids because a lot of these children out here feel that living in a white man civilization, that anybody is not even interested or concerned about them, and who that we don't have any sense. These children don't have any sense of identification with anything. And that's just what I've observed because I went through it personally and I had to find some identification. You know, we call it identity crisis or whatnot. Anyone in under those circumstances would be bad. Let's just put it that way. So these prophecies, y'all, are only for us. Because we are the ones that are still going against the Most High's will, and we're going against His universal laws. All of us as a collective, this is what we're doing, and it shows and proves, life shows and proves that. And we're doing things our own way as a people, establishing our own righteousness. So then we see this spiritual instability and a lack of spiritual growth where we see the roles reversing and we see children ruling over their parents and telling their parents and mouthing off and beating up adults and putting their hands on people that are older than them and the teachers. Like, come on, you guys see this. You see it all through the media, you know. You see that this is, we're only getting broadcast in these type of situations. So it's not uncommon. Everybody, y'all know what I'm talking about. Which also leads me into another scripture that I'm going to read for you guys, which is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. For it reads, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" We as a people need to grow up spiritually. And we need to mature a lot of us psychologically have not matured past childhood. We're still stuck in childhood, and we behave childish. Most adults I see in this world behave like children. They have not matured. Okay, I came from Atlanta and I'm out here in Chicago, and let me tell you, it's not better. The way that people behave, I'm not talking about like the city, because the city is beautiful. I'm talking about the behaviors. You still see the same type of behaviors, if not worse, because Chicago type people are different. They are really a different type, okay? But my point is, if we're not able to follow instructions, if we're not able to correct selves, to master ourselves, then we're not able to grow spiritually, not as an individual, not as a community, not as a collective. So then what do you do, or what do we do? What do y'all do is, I'll tell you, okay, we go and we establish our own righteousness, because we're not able to follow what the Most High, or what this book, or what any other instructions are, or what has been set in place for us to heed or to grasp. You know, that's the meat, okay? We haven't been able to grasp some of these universal concepts, and spiritually, you know, some of my experience too, I've been in different communities, Moorish. Been in a Moorish community. I've been within Israelite communities. I've been in the Christian community, and from my experiences spiritually too, speaking to Israel, the Israelites, what I see them also doing is behaving in the same way, and not putting forth a good leadership, and that's something that's one of the reasons why I pulled away from a lot of fellowship, because of leadership. And you know, I found myself, it's difficult, but, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's, we should not fellowship, but I found myself being able to connect more alone with my source, and nothing is kind of like intervening or giving me bad advice or wrong counsel, you know. No, because everything that's being downloaded into me is coming straight from my own, you know, intuitions, my own guidance. And you know, and I like to share and talk about some of these topics and some of these life lessons to see, you know, am I really mastering myself, because we're all reflections of each other. And you know, what I see out today in the world is just a reflection of my inner turmoil. So that also leads me to think of, you know, where in the scripture it reads too, that your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, because He knows your thoughts are far off. And that was the scripture. And you know, that just shows that we don't know life, okay? And that's why we have tools to better navigate through life, and that's why we have books and things like that also to educate ourselves and to master ourselves. But some of y'all too need to understand the law of spiritual reincarnation, and once you do, you'll understand the passages. When you start reading the passages in the Holy Bible, you'll start to really understand them. The book will become a lot more clear, because some of us have, you know, we're more mature souls, and you still have younger souls. And the more mature souls, they are able to teach a little bit better, and you know, and those are the people that we learn from. Like, you know, I have certain people that I've learned from. They're more mature souls, more advanced souls, or whatever you however you want to label it. But you know, you can see that, you know, a lot of these figures within the Bible were reincarnated to teach us, and we're still not being teachable. We're not being taught, and that's our own individual choices. So, you know, when you know better, you do better. And a lot of us, we're just not doing better. And we're seeing the same things. We're seeing history repeat itself, and we're seeing prophecy that still rings true and that still stands true in today. So I want to read you guys another scripture that resonates with this situation. And it's in also 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 9 through 12. Again, if you hear papers, it's because the fan is on and it's blowing my papers. But let's get right into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Not verse 1, I'm sorry. Verse 9 through 12. And it reads, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." Wow, what's that saying to us? I mean, well, it's easy to extract some of these things, what the words are saying to us in our minds and hearts. You know, we have to put aside our childish ways, okay? When you become a certain age, just because you're 18 does not mean you're grown, because a lot of people have not psychologically are still children. So you can tell, you know, based off a person's character and how they respond and react to situations, how mature they are. And life shows you that, you know, experiences, life, you know, we all have to experience life, and we all are given different lessons and karmic lessons to learn from and to pay attention to. And if you keep repeating the same lessons in life, it's because you're not learning and you are considered a babe, or you are still spiritually immature, and you need to level up, you guys. And it's not easy, and I'm not saying that it's a quick process, because it's not. But for one, our young, they don't have respect. They're not showing respect. I'm not gonna say they don't, because I'm not speaking for all young children, but a majority have no respect for the older, because they have established their own ways and their own righteousness. And we have to address the mess that goes on in our communities and in our families and in our workplaces and at our schools. And is we have to address these things. And if we don't, you know, that's why the scripture says, the Most High tells us, we have to cry aloud and spare not, lift up our voices like trumpets in Zion, and show my people their transgressions. Show your people their transgressions. I appreciate when somebody shows me my transgressions, because sometimes I can't see them, you know. And it's a struggle every day. And you know that, for if you guys don't know, that scripture is in Isaiah chapter 58. We know, as individuals, you know, we've all, Native Blacks, Hispanics, we've had indifferent but very similar oppressions. And from that, we understand that some people have had rough upbringings. We can be sympathetic and empathetic towards one another because of our similar backgrounds and our similar cultures. But having a lot to process is not an excuse for being disrespectful and rude and enraged person. Excuse me if I just kind of top that more than once. But it doesn't give you an excuse to be an enraged person towards someone who is older than you. That's where we go wrong. And, it, you know, in the Apocrypha, if you guys read the Apocrypha as well, you know too that even if your own, it says that even if your own father has lost his way, though you being his son or daughter, that you still have to honor and respect that man and not uphold his wrong, but you still owe him honor and respect. And in the New Testament, it also reflects the same teaching where it tells us to honor our mother and father, for it will add length of days. It will add length of days, meaning it's a universal law behind honoring your mother and your father, okay? Not only that, but you know, you see it, it's a cultural thing. We have our culture today, we lost our culture, and we've become so, this generation, and we've become so Western culturized, if that makes sense. We've lost the ways of the ancients, and therefore we've lost the universal laws that were have been in place to guide us, to help guide us, so that we can live longer, okay? And, you know, when we allow these cycles to continue, and when we allow our children, or when you allow your children to be wild and disobedient and reckless children, you're not raising them right. You're actually allowing the universal hand to get involved. You're actually allowing the Most High to deal with your children in the forms of, you know, the way you see it, the way we see it today would be jail time. You know, our children, they die from unfortunate incidences. You can get shot, you know, however, so many tragic things that happen to children. And something bad, you know, there's always so many things bad that are just happening to our children. Or they end up on drugs, or they're in the streets. This is judgment, and it's also, you know, karmic as well. But that's what happens. For every action is a reaction, and we're dealing with the reactions and the repercussions of our behaviors, because we don't know how to act, right? Let's just put it like that. We don't know how to act. This life is about our spiritual evolution. It's about advancing. It's about raising our vibrations. It's about elevation, y'all. And the Most High, our universal power, our universal God, does not want us, and when I say that, you know, I'm talking about the unseen God, does not want us to be stuck in childhood acting like children and behaving animalistic. That's the way that the white society perceives us, as animalistic, okay? Because we're carnal, we don't know how to get out of our lower vibrations and start using our higher chakra system, you know, behaving, you know, like mature, evolved souls. We have to grow up, be men and women of the Most High, be a man and a woman of Yah, walking in both spiritual maturity and growth, not in instability. When we act as children, the Most High is not pleased. I know the Most High is not pleased because I feel it. It hurts me when I see behavior the way that I saw it yesterday, how someone's daughter came at me trying to fight me, and the mother was there and she didn't handle it properly or didn't teach. Maybe she did, I'm not gonna say she didn't teach, but in the moment she allowed it to happen. And you know, and who's gonna be the bigger person? And I say it's a struggle on a daily basis, we're not all perfect. I'm not perfect. It's a struggle for us daily to keep our character to stay in character and to keep a composure when we deal with the outside world and with other people and with just the mess that we have to deal and see. So you think about it and how we respond as adults, a lot of times it's a lot like children. When you sit back and you analyze things, you'll see it. You'll see that you're behaving just as your children. And the reason why is because we're going back to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1, verse 1 through 3, where it says, the reason why is because now we are living in a prophecy. We are fulfilling this prophecy. We are living in a time where your children, you will behave where adults, the adults will lose their wisdom and their instruction, and the children will rule over you. This is why, you know, some of us, we become, as children, you know, we become the parents. Now we're schooling our own parents because they're a lack of knowledge, and we're evolving quicker than they are. And that's because this is prophecy. This is something that's being fulfilled right now, and something that I have observed that needs to be addressed and needs to get called forth so that we can work on correcting it. I know I said a lot. This is a long podcast. It's like 36 minutes, but I'm just going to wrap it up there, and I will provide some solutions on Facebook and what I think and believe will be solutions, and we can collaborate collectively on how to correct, because honestly and quite frankly, I don't think enough of us is really fed up. I don't think enough of us is really fed up with a lot of these things that we are seeing today, because if we were, then we would start changing things, and we would start taking back our control, our control over our households, our control over our own selves, our control over our children, and we'll start bringing back order into our families, into our personal lives, and correcting and balancing those scales, okay? Because it's a judgment card, okay? There's a judgment card that's going to get pulled, and it's, you know, it is what it is. When bad things happen, it happens for two reasons. And the scripture shows you that you don't necessarily have to be bad for something bad to happen to you. Like, take example of Job. He was not a bad person, but bad things happen. So you have to look at it from a spiritual reincarnation law, where you have to go through these things in order for you to evolve, okay? But bad things happen a majority of the time to a lot of us because we are behaving badly. And let's just call it for what it is. It's bad behavior. And when we don't correct the bad behavior, it's like a domino effect where, you know, one bad behavior, it grows into another bad behavior, and it takes its root, and then it multiplies. And if this sounds too spiritual, then no, it is spiritual, because everything is not what the eye sees. A lot of things we cannot see, and when you understand that, then you'll be able to better navigate through this fight, because it is a battle, and it is a fight every single day. So I just wanted to end it with the thought. I want to end it with the thought of being a better example, because I had to be a better example, because children are always watching. And what are you teaching your children when you misbehave and act like a child just like them? Or when you give into their tantrums and their childish behaviors, what are you really teaching and showing these children? And if I had behaved in the opposite way, that I had initially behaved and put my hands on another sister, another little sister, what am I really, have I really evolved? have I really learned? Have I really matured? You know, those are questions that we need to ask ourselves. Are we really growing, or are we still stuck in childhood? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, are we still stuck in childhood? And that's really all I wanted to share with you guys, just about that whole scenario. And I know it was very wordy, and if you know, I continue to do podcasts, you know, this is the way that I would like to pull from my experiences the wisdom, so that I can impart it with you all, and then we can share our different experiences and our feelings about things, and then come up with solutions, because it's time to be strategic. It's time to be strategic. The way that the native cultures raised their children, from my understanding, they were strategic. And even in the ancient African culture, and even in other different, what's the word that I would call them? Respected cultures and societies are very strategic. It's time that we as well in America, in living in Babylon, that we be more strategic with our living situations and with our doings with each other. So peace and love one another, you know who your real enemy is. It's not each other, and know that, you know, there are outside forces influencing everything around you. So understand that first and foremost before you behave and misbehave or do something that you will later regret or feel bad about. I just want to say shalom and peace and love and blessings to you all and whoever this message really resonates with, you know, all praises. And, you know, I thank just life for its experiences, because it's really helped me grow as a person, as a human being. And I hope that you all take what I was really trying to share with you all, and that it resonates, and that we can start reversing some of these karmic behaviors. So shalom and peace and love to you guys.